Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day. And welcome to another episode of Acumen Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy, there you are. Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. And we certainly appreciate them very, very much.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yeah. So, Johnny Boy, how have
you
been?
Yes, sir. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yes, everything's going well. I had a bit of a cold there 2 weeks ago, and I'm over that. So that's good, and ready to rock and roll. So we've got a lot of cover today, Kev.
Oh, we do. We got, you know, at least 8 articles, you know, and that's going to be a lot for us within this 1 hour. So that brings it to a good point. Today, guys, we're not going to have open lines. We're not going to have any calls because, again, we've got a lot of material to go through, and we want to make sure that we at least get through 80 to 90% of it. However,
yes.
We would encourage the listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we really appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Now, Kevin, should you mention that we're going to pre-record our next show?
Okay, we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Johnny Boy is taking his family out for a little vacation, you know? So, mm-hmm. And that's going to be really close to our show on April 18th. So we're going to go ahead and pre-record. And
okay.
Yeah, we're going to pre-record that show, guys. So, you know, again, we're going to pre-record. That's all I have to say.
So if you want to talk to us, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it'll take a while. That's definitely a long-distance call.
All righty.
All right, John, I thought we would pick up where we left off from discussing articles from ForThePeople.space. Mm-hmm. And please follow along, listeners, if you so desire. And we will begin with The Nature of Beauty. Category is All Possibilities, The Light of Source. We see a meme of an old wooden bench in an open field with an abundance of beautiful wildflowers growing up through the bench. And the caption reads, "Nature is imagination itself. Sit in it for a while each day and watch the playfulness grow along with it."
You know, it's wonderful to truly observe nature, Kevin, especially knowing of spirit now, that which dwells within all things, to notice its beauty and the way it all things interact with each other and the surroundings. And I can feel life and spirit and consciousness in nature now more than ever. And it's a beautiful thing. This post resonates with me for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. And also, it kind of shows that nature doesn't really care where it grows. It'll grow anywhere on anything. You know, I've seen even a photograph of a tree sitting on top of a house. Remember that with the roots going down the side of the building and probably going into the ground. But still, the tree is on the top of the house. So, you know, nature doesn't mind where it wants to live. It's going to live wherever it wants to live. So.
Yeah, it's quite surprising with trees how they grow out of rocks and whatever. You know, like you say, it finds a way.
Yeah, it does. So, all right. Let's go on to the next one, The Rose.
Mm-hmm.
A category is creation. We see a meme of a big, beautiful red rose in full bloom. You know, I can almost smell the sweet fragrance coming right off of that picture.
You know?
And the caption reads, "A rose never pretends. Its beauty is that it is what it is."
Yeah.
And that's a quote from J. Krishnamurti.
Right. Yeah. And similar to the previous post, you know, I observe my surroundings more every day, Kevin, and I'm sure a lot of you do the same, you know. I take time to feed the deer now. There's lots of deer around here and birds. And then I observe them enjoying the feast or watch cloud formations come and go and change or watch snow or rain fall. And it fills me with excitement as I feel source within it. just simple things that now hold a much larger presence with me, knowing what
That
we now know.
exactly. And for us to be in peace and stay in peace, we kind of move slowly, and we want to enjoy all of the beauty that we see in nature. So this is a good meme, a good reminder, and stop to smell the roses,
Very good point. Yes.
right? Take your time through life and kind of be aware of what's around you, and really enjoy the beauty that is around you.
That's right. And the
More and
fact that
more
we are
aware.
here, that we're here to really enjoy it and witness all this stuff. And now at this present time, wow, what a time to be here.
I know. Oh,
Incredible.
man. Oh, it's incredible. Each and every day is something new, exciting.
Unless, of course, you're the dark,
Well, yeah, unless,
which is a
well.
good lead into our next posting.
Yeah, that's a good lead in, Johnny Boy. All right. So the next one, Satanic Panic. All right. And the category is Crimes Against Humanity, Dark to Light. So we see a meme of the Communist Chinese Party flag. The description under the flag reads, "The most dangerous, heartless network of visible darkness on this planet in physical form, causing the most trauma, terror, torture, death, and enslavement, has been the satanic, non-human, diabolical brutes embedded within the Communist Chinese Party."
Jeez. And key words there, non-human. Right. I'll read a few words, Kevin, from the posting. President Xi infiltrated this nest of savages long ago, ready to sacrifice himself for the betterment of humanity by taking the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, down from the inside out, collapsing the entire regime into his own position to free the world of this monstrosity. The collapse is amping up, impacting many networks across the globe. Thanks to President Trump and the global white hat military consistently weakening their fortress, putting a stranglehold on needed deep state supplies. The communist regime was surprised to find they have no nuclear capabilities. They have no nuclear capabilities when they believed otherwise. That's quite a statement.
It is.
Now their oil supply from Iran and Venezuela has gone dry, and their GDP is at its lowest in 30 years. This will have a cascading effect, changing structures in South and Central America and Cuba, etc. So that must have been quite a shock for them to think that they had had nuclear, and they don't. So
They
that'll probably be something they'll post on later.
And, and we may find out that they don't have as many people in China as we think they do. We've always, when we've seen the propaganda from China, how many battalions or rows and rows and rows of military, like it looks like it goes on forever, millions of
Right.
military, Chinese military, but probably in reality they don't have that many.
Right.
And in reality, we feel that China probably has what, billions of inhabitants, billions of, but maybe it's only, it could be 500,000, something really low that we would blow our socks off, So
Absolutely.
it all remains to be seen, but yeah.
Yeah. As you know, everything's upside down to what we've been told lies, right? About
Exactly.
everything.
Well, this ties into the colossal corruption within the military-industrial complex, which is also crumbling through exposure and infighting. And as they break down and fall, the forces behind hiding the truth of mind-blowing political corruption, Satanism, pedophilia, child sex, drug weapons, trafficking, as well as the theft of trillions of tax dollars within government will be removed, leading to disclosure the world never believed it would be privy to. It's coming and will shock humanity into a much more awakened state.
Gee, Kevin. Well, they need the shock for sure, but wow, what a way to get it all, I'm just going to read from a meme here about the Federal Reserve. Now, the meme shows kind of a ritual or something, as if it was from Bohemian Grove or something. You know,
Oh
there's
yeah,
a,
like the three skulls, the green
yeah,
skulls up there, and
right. And then there's some sort of high priestess and lots of
red
worshippers
standing.
around him or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
And it says here, once the Federal Reserve is exposed in connection with these dark operations, the foundation of the deep state machine will collapse irreparably forever. Alien disclosure won't be anywhere near as liberating as the final fall of the cabal and their invisible stronghold over humanity's freedoms, personal power, creative expression, spiritual awakening, and deep fulfillment in life. And then in the last line, it says, all will be returned to the people.
Oh yeah. Can't wait for that. And it is slowly returning to us, right? But everything in a way kind of feels like molasses, or seems like molasses. They're going slow, but it's got to be methodical and precise and lawful and everything, you know. It's got to be right on the money. This is our one time shot at everything, and it's got to be perfect. Absolutely perfect. And
Right.
to reach perfection, it must go slow. Q says,
Slower is, you're right.
slow and steady, right?
Slower is faster.
Slower is faster, right? Okay. So
Right. It's true, as we've come to know.
And we thought that alien disclosure would be really cool, but actually the best is going to know that the satanic, the demons, the black hats, everything have been ridden, taken care of,
Right.
extinguished off the planet, and we don't have to
Right.
worry about that stuff anymore.
Yeah, the
That's
whole
cool.
ball of wax, which
The whole
includes,
ball
of
of wax.
course, the aliens.
Yeah. Well, the rest of this article, has more information. Kat is the C3. We've mentioned her many times before. Has more information for you on her transcripts of Q the Storm Rider. You can find him on Patreon and News 17 channel. That's how you find him. And so in this article, there's more transcriptions of his show. So more discussions of China and its demise, as well as more alien disclosure. So, please check out that information if you so desire. A lot more info, though, right?
Right. And the closing line on that, the post says, it's coming and it will shock humanity into a much more awakened state. So
All right. I
we
don't know how
all,
much more awakened I can get, Johnny. I mean,
yeah. Well, I think
yeah.
they're referring to the other 99%.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, incredible,
Okay.
Kevin.
Again, this is exciting times. All right. Let's move on to the next article. This is called A Renewal of Peace. Category is dark to light. Military is the only way. It says here the true people of Iran hold very brave, beautiful, and bold spirits. Their light has anchored what will become a powerful Persian renewal of peace and playfulness. Then, we see a meme here of an Iranian elder surrounded by children, whereby one of the children is pinching the cheek of the elder, and they are all laughing together. And the caption reads, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." And that was by Rumi, who is a Persian poet.
The place of neutrality, no judgment.
Yeah.
I'll just continue to read from the site there, Kevin. The very structure of the Islamic regime that invaded the Persian people is built on unspeakable horrors, military violence, forced conversions, and systemic discrimination that contributed to a long-term decline and disruption of a once majestic Persian civilization, leading to centuries of life, love, spirit, and truth being silenced, and yet you still see the light of love and celebration in their twinkling eyes. The Islamic construct was set to anchor forever wars, a deep state fantasy fueled by debilitating darkness, a pedophile pyramid built on the blood of innocent people tortured by the CCP, Mossad, CIA, Jesuits, communists within Russia, and the darkest rulers, inciting wars meant to result in the total enslavement of humanity. The silencing of light in that sacred region has been an ongoing battle between true light and diabolical darkness for eons, but the light continues to shine. Wow.
Yeah, and you do see that in the children. The children, that area is desolate. It's
Yeah.
sand, rock, arid, dry. It's very little to offer.
Right,
They
with
have
the
nothing.
ongoing wars.
Yeah, they have nothing, and then being pounded by war, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
and of course, I feel that I've heard somewhere that is the area, that Middle Eastern area there is the original, I don't want to get kind of weird, but the landing site of where it all began and where the darkness landed on this planet is right there in that area. That's where it all began. So,
Right, Kevin. And I think we'll find in future posts exactly why that was and what was so special for them to overtake or get control of.
Right.
Right.
But yeah, it's true. The light has not left the children, and they're anchoring that light there, and it's just phenomenal. Those people are, as I said here in the beginning, very beautiful and lighthearted, and coming from their
Right.
heart. So,
Yes, and as you can see, as you say, you can see it in the children, and that goes for everywhere. The children are always peaceful and true, and we learn bad behavior as we go.
They're closer to source, right? So,
Sure, yeah.
yeah. Well, in this article, we see another meme of three children standing outside waving to passersby. And the caption reads, "If you are seeking, seek us with joy, for we live in the kingdom of joy. Do not give your heart to anything else, but to the love of those who are clear joy. Do not stray into the neighborhood of despair, for there are hopes. They are real. They exist. Do not go into the direction of darkness." All right. And I tell you, the suns exist. And this is a quote again from Rumi, who was the Persian poet, right? So. And then also says here that the unconquerable light of a child is the light of this world. And that's what Johnny and I were just saying, wasn't it?
Exactly. And then it goes on to speak here about the evil that has taken over that area and of course the entire planet. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs here that explain in this situation in detail there. It says here, imagine a force so insecure and intimidated by light that it must rig every election, kill everyone who might expose their fragile construct, and torture small children for thrills. Imagine a force so cowardly they invent crossfire hurricane to manufacture false evidence against a true leader wanting to help humanity thrive. Imagine darkness so feeble it contrives plasmic echo, delivering a press propaganda release to reverse legal facts, falsifying claims, claiming something lawful is suddenly criminal to humiliate an honorable president. Imagine a force so inadequate it constructs J6 Arctic Frost, hiding blatant and provable evidence of a stolen election, attempting to disqualify a hero the people overwhelmingly voted for because he has the power to bring peace to this world. Imagine being so intimidated by a man who holds the true power of light that you're ready to blow the entire planet up to pretend you're more powerful than he is. And that's the evil we are up against here on this planet and off this planet, of course. But yeah, they have no issue. They have no heart centers. They have nothing. Nothing really
No
matters
soul,
to
no
them.
heart. That's
No.
right.
So,
And I understand what they're saying here when they're asking you to imagine this and imagine that that's happening. But I actually do not want to imagine any of
I hear you.
that.
Right.
Because, you know, we're so powerful and so much of a creative force that, you know, you don't want to visualize that nastiness that, you know,
Oh,
that I don't want
absolutely.
it to manifest. So I'm not going to be, but I
Yeah,
understand where they're
right,
coming.
Kevin.
Yeah, I understand where they're coming from. It's just deplorable and
Yeah.
horrible.
But we're all aware of all this stuff. They're
Yeah.
just saying, imagine, this is what,
So
how
instead of
they.
imagine, be aware of this, you know,
Yeah.
be aware of,
So how do you negotiate with that kind of evil? You can't.
you
You
can't,
gotta
not really.
annihilate it.
Yeah. Or you got to play, I don't know, 12 level chess or something, as
Yeah.
President Trump's doing, you know. So he's got to outsmart them because they say they're so intelligent. They are very intelligent. It's just that, you know, they
Right.
have no heart, no soul, and they can't really
Right.
create on their own. So, yeah. And also goes on to say here, destroying missile defense systems that were in the hands of criminals that wish to annihilate this planet will lead to unprecedented peace within the Middle East, as well as the exposure of a belief structure set in motion by dark forces to topple the spirit of every sacred child on Earth. That's how deprived and sick the dark really is. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, betrayed his own regime, working as an informant for the White Hat military as a triple agent. Now, the light always wins, however.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It always amazes me as to the extreme effort and tremendous amount of love and commitment the beings involved with this mission have for humanity and all other beings here on this planet, Kevin. You know, I know I speak for all of us when I express the deepest of love and gratitude for them. We are so fortunate to have this alliance of light fighting for us.
Oh, absolutely. So much gratitude. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. You could say it all day, you know. I don't think that'll cover it. It's
Yeah,
just we
I hear you.
we're so blessed to have Source intervene now and to take care of this horrible problem we have, this infiltration of pests that we have here on our planet, and it's
Yeah.
being rid of. So that's, you
And the
know.
grip they've had on our solar system, you know,
Yes.
it's so,
Oh,
so
yeah.
huge, this operation. It's
It is.
incredible.
You know, and even though we are being cleaned out, it also the entire solar system is actually being cleaned as well. You
Wow.
know, we're all becoming in more of alignment.
I
And
can't even imagine,
I know,
you
yeah.
know,
Yeah.
Jay.
Well, finishing out this article again is Cat is the C3 with some more informative transcripts from Q the Stormwriter. And then there's a final poem here by Rumi that states, "If I love myself, I love you. If I love you, I love myself."
Such greatness. It's
That's
beautiful,
great.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Novel negotiations. All right. The category is the storm. All right, we see a meme of a huge, massive, rising up, twisting, active supercell of clouds with lightning and rain coming down. Man, you can just kind of feel this power coming through through this meme, you know. And the caption reads, "The truth is trembling across the world." Yeah, I would
It
say so.
is.
With looking at that much power, I'd be kind of shaking in my
Yeah.
boots too.
And there are people awakening and questioning more and more all the time. It's, you know, the ones we thought would never understand it or get it or question it or keep following. There is awakening happening for sure. I'll just read from the site after that there, Kevin. What's next here? The Great Alliance of White Hats worldwide have been successfully destroying the deep state operations from sea to shining sea. The truth behind the Communist Party within Russia and China, election fraud, the pandemic, Epstein, and Satanism within the military-industrial complex is all being organized for reveal as negotiations prepare for release. Everything awakened patriots were expecting 10 years ago is finally ripe for sharing publicly, with enough people holding context for the vast depths of what this means. So we're all aware of this, and we've all been on the edge of our seat for years waiting for this all to be revealed. So this is a great statement here for all of us who have been following along and have been a part of this.
It is, and we can certainly be grateful for the Q posts, because that's where we initially got all of our information, was from those Q
Correct.
posts on
Yeah, the drops.
yeah,
You
the
know, the base.
Q drops, right? Yeah.
Right. That was
And
4chan, that 8chan, or.
for that, there you go, 4chan,
Yeah.
8chan. And of course primarily it was all questions. It was all asking you questions to get you to think, to get you to maybe
Yeah.
do research, to do
Right.
this and that. And then they're like, they call it deltas, where like 4 years ago is when they mentioned a certain thing, and now or it's happening. And so
Right,
they
right.
call that like a delta. So we're very grateful and fortunate to have Q, the Q drops, the Q military, to
Oh,
provide
yeah.
us
Right.
who were becoming more awakened with this
Right.
information.
Right. And the first drop, I think, was in October of 2017. That was almost 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Does time
Wow.
fly by?
Wow.
It's
Jeez.
almost 10 years ago. Okay, man.
Jeez.
All right. All right. Well, we see another meme here of a biplane flying high among white fluffy clouds. And the description reads, "A lot went into arriving at this point. Special thanks to all the ambassadors, anons, digital soldiers, truthers, patriots who never lost faith or strayed from the truth. Your efforts will live on in eternity as the light that revived a world that has been lost."
And
So,
here again, Kevin, they give praise to all of us, which I
yes.
am very grateful for, but still I feel small in all of this. And however, when we are all together like now, that's big, and awareness is certainly key to this mission. And again, we thank you all so very much for tuning in and doing your part in shining your light for freedom. Thank you all so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. A single drop in the ocean may not drown the fella,
Right.
but it's the ocean itself that will do it, that will have
Right.
the most effect, right? So we as individuals, yes, we might have a small little influence, if you will, to what's going on, especially around our immediate circle, but it's the collective consciousness. It's the collective of us. It's the ocean of us
That's
that's
right.
actually
Absolutely.
making the changes.
Everyone, it all makes a difference, and we all spin one another up, which is very powerful, and goes beyond the one drop. One drop becomes a million drops, and
That's right.
we're all spokes in a wheel. Take one spoke out, that wheel doesn't turn so easily or so well. So that no, that, very good, Kevin. Very good.
Okay, and again, in the ending of this article, there are still some more Cat is the Sea transcripts from Cue the Storm Rider. And so
Right.
more in-depth information there. All right.
Now the next one is very lengthy.
It is now, and we've been waiting to really get to this one. This is okay.
Yeah, it's quite exciting, actually.
It is Kirk to Enterprise. Ooh, I love that Kirk to Enterprise. Okay, of course, this has a
Yeah,
different meaning here altogether,
it
but
takes us right back, doesn't
it does. Again, I'm a
it?
Trekkie. I love. I'm not a super infatuated Trekkie. It's just that I really enjoyed the series, but I didn't really learn names, dates, times, events, and things that happened.
Right.
It
Yeah,
didn't. I
right.
wasn't that
You're in there
far
for the
off.
enjoyment, like
I was there, yeah, for the enjoyment, right? And it allowed me to visualize my future, that because that's
Right.
exactly where I wanted to live. Yeah, was in Star Trek, and
And it's funny, and that was the purpose of the
that was
show,
the
as we'll
purpose
find
of
out
it.
today.
Exactly, and we are actually going to live, that get there. We are actually going to become like a Star Trek civilization here pretty soon. Yeah. So the category of this one is called "Nothing Is As It Seems: The Great Awakening." And then it says, "Truth is stranger than fiction." Well, actually, truth comes out of science fiction. Yes. So we see a meme of a man looking through the portal window of a spaceship of a blue planet below, and we can assume that it might be Earth. And the inscription reads, "Once upon a time, a great light came into a lost land, a land once filled with pure, immaculate energy. This captured land had been through phantom systems, timeline technology, and astronomically dismal darkness." And the article goes on to say that the great light stepped foot upon this desolation in total bewilderment, incapable of comprehending or integrating what had occurred and why, embarking upon an agonizing emancipation of the inhabitants who had remained alive, unveiling and unraveling the hidden story behind a devastating consumption of light and life.
Wow. And Ron Amitron speaks in length of his discoveries here on this planet when he returned to assist the ascension of this 2,000-year cycle, and how the dark had infiltrated so deeply in so many ways, on so many levels, that very few souls would make the ascension without intervention and help. And hence we see everything happening around us today.
Which is, culminating towards the final stage of this rescue. Full liberation required a visible turning point that would awaken the inhabitants of this planet, beings of great light who had been submerged in darkness, mind control, and slavery so thoroughly they no longer held any knowledge or awareness of true light. Seen now as a myth, a flight of fantasy without merit.
Wow. I'll continue to read from the posting here, a few paragraphs to back up what you had just said there. Truth of any kind remained inconceivable to these lost beings. Discovery and true awakening that would inspire a passionate fight to dismantle the very system that had brutally abducted this version of humans and their beloved planet had to be created. An opportunity to comprehend every nuance of their own takeover and the spider's web of horrors involved in the dark seduction to make sure this could never happen again. So I like that it, they are working so that it never happens
And
again.
as we said earlier, it's got to be slow, methodical, meticulous, by the law. It's a
Right.
one
And
shot
something
deal.
that can sink in and that most people can then, absorb it and face what is true reality. It goes on to say, to ensure the reveal would be safe, the great light removed the most significant dark players, replacing them with actors, clones, humanoids, and CGI. A semi-simulated movie was then put in play, outlining that and revealing the entire swamp of darkness and the identity of the original players and their devastating acts to educate inhabitants of this fallen planet, making them familiar with the unspeakable from a safe distance. In the end, many never knew the difference. Important characters of light and actors playing dark roles were chosen and discreetly staged, many in place of previous dark forces in the exact same positions, playing double and triple agent roles to further the unveiling of this Earth's gradual diabolical takeover, gaining previously unattainable intel, exposing incompatible roots that had almost completely consumed a thriving planet of 100% light. So, of course, the normies haven't seen this. We're aware of this, but now this will be revealed to them that so many people were actually playing a part, playing a role. You hear Trump quite often say, central casting, central
Yes,
casting.
exactly. And who's wearing the mask? They might be right next to you. They're right. But I mean, as far as the dark, playing their part, it's interesting that also that in this game that they're playing, there may be a lot of these actors, role players who've been taken out of this movie for safekeeping, if you will. And so because
That's a good point, Kevin. They're not all evil. Some of them are good,
no.
very good.
And the more they play the role, right, and they
Yeah.
do what they were supposed to do, maybe the reward, if you will, would be to take them out of the movie and put them in a secure location, and
Yes.
perhaps to be revealed at a later date. So, which in itself will kind of create a lot of assumptions or fantasies or
Right.
whatever, we of who we would feel that we would like to see back in the movie, and that they haven't been totally
It'll be
lost.
quite a series of books when this is all done
Oh
that
yeah,
outline the truth,
for sure.
And there's many things that are going to shock us yet, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Can't wait, actually. Okay. The most dangerous weapon the Dark developed and deployed was contained within a box, and that was distributed freely to every home. This box was filled with propaganda in the form of entertainment, news, comfort, excitement, camaraderie, programmed beliefs, and easy to follow directions. Every household, diner, airport, school, business, hospital, and truck stop had their very own box, activated day and night, keeping inhabitants glued to the programming, following orders religiously.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on to read it here, Kevin. It says the Great Light infiltrated this network of boxes with their own pre-programming systems, inserting a highly interesting and entertaining television series meant to awaken people, reminding them of their origins and the hidden powers they held within. This program captured the intrigue of a majority, feeding a frenzy of Trekkies, rousing a Spock-inspired hand sign, along with the greeting, "Live long and prosper," spreading a fellowship of excitement, harmony, and awakening across the land. And of course, they are referring to the TV series Star Trek.
That's right, John. Yes, they are. And I love flashing that V hand sign and saying, live long and prosper. Spock was kind of one of my favorite characters because you know how we're told to stay grounded, be very aware. I mean, Spock was logical. I mean, he used a lot of intellect, but then just the way he carried himself, he was so cool and just so smooth and so, kind of non-emotional in a way, but anyway,
I remember they even had Halloween costumes to give you the pointy ears and the eyebrows.
Well, the experiences of this beloved series took place on a mothership called the USS Enterprise. Now, here's some little information. Its classification was the Constitution. It was registered as NCC 1701. And I thought that was interesting because 17 is Q, right? And with Captain James Tiberius Kirk leading the show, Kirk is to be trusted and listened to. He offers wise counsel, keen observations, and captivating charisma while saving the Enterprise from ongoing attacks, negative otherworldly experiences, dangerous aliens, unfriendly races, strange unknown rituals and belief systems that harm entire solar systems. Captain James Kirk must bridge communications with inhabitants of each new land, saving the day with his trusted crew, lending their own expertise. No wonder I fell in love with that show, I was so excited being one of the crew, so to speak. Every time I sat in front of that box and watched that
And
series.
there's such an adventure every series, every program. I'll go on to read what it has to say here, Kevin. Once this series had reached its peak of saturation in the consciousness of the fallen planet, a real-life interactive movie was set in motion, playing out the plan to save the world for all to take part. Scripted scenes showcasing important actors were staged to educate the masses and re-inspire what was once pure innocence and immaculate, to bring home all that was 100% light. Strategic news items were announced with specific timing, bringing attention and chatter to the unfolding plot, a clever mystery series playing out with new clues and signs, drops, reveals, outrage, and confusion, leading to deeper research for and public outcry daily. So this plan to save the world we're all in have been, has been ongoing since the 60s without us even knowing it. We were part of this,
Yeah,
of this awakening. That's cool.
it's so cool, isn't it? Now,
Yeah.
remember, in this original series, and I think I mentioned this in another program, the character Q. You remember Q was actually a
Yeah,
character in
that's
this program, and he was that.
right.
So now, even then, there was the disclosure and introducing us to Q, an omnipotent being with high intelligence, can do a lot of things that humans couldn't do. With the snap of his fingers, right? You remember all that? So,
Yeah. Now that
even
you
back
mention
then, Q was being introduced. So,
right. Yeah, there you go.
all right.
Wow. I know.
Yeah.
When you look back at it, it's
Yeah.
yeah. We were all part of the program.
Okay. So now Donald J. Trump, acting as the commander in chief of this rescue movie, established the United States Space Force. A cover front for the actual Enterprise fleet, where he serves as captain. This fleet is better known in higher frequencies as a subsidiary of the Creation Lightship, home to our cr rescue crew, the Great Light.
Wow.
Moving forward, Elon Musk, a vocal supporter of the Space Force, enters the movie early on as a CEO of SpaceX. With a public contract to work with the Space Force. Now, behind the scenes, he holds rank. And SpaceX provides customized satellite communications to the Space Force through its Starshield program, designed for government and military use, also delivering national security satellites to orbit. Yeah.
You see, and there's a meme of Elon, and he says, "Let's make Starfleet Academy real. I'm wearing this jacket that was given to me by Space Force. It's got Star Trek Enterprise on it." Imagine. We want to make Starfleet Academy real and go out there and visit other star systems. Now, wow, that would be cool.
Yeah, and if you look at the official U.S. Space Force emblem, I mean, it really looks like the Star Trek emblem,
Yeah, oh, for sure.
and
Yeah.
I think it's on that's.
Part of the plan.
Part of the plan, and it was designed that way, yeah. Okay, now enter Charlie James Kirk, an 18-year-old genius handpicked to establish Turning Point USA in 2019, an enterprise built to embolden the conservative base, which is the light base, through grassroots activism. Providing voters with resources to elect true conservative leaders, which would be light leaders,
Right.
while educating the public through rallies led across the country in support of the pro-American candidates. As Charlie James Kirk gained notoriety within this scripted movie, his Turning Point enterprise showed ties with Israel very publicly. Sometimes criticized as a forum for Islamophobia and racism, though largely based in Christianity. Enormous funding gushed in from many sources, purposefully connecting dark avenues that, once revealed, would expose hidden corruption in what appeared to be philanthropic or legitimate operations.
Goes on to say, once
Yeah.
Charlie James Kirk became beloved and revered worldwide as a household name and a trusted leader, he was assassinated publicly via what appears to be an elaborate, highly advanced technologically staged CGI construct to ensure every tentacle of the dark web that must be exposed is somehow connected and revealed through the millions of anons, patriots, digital soldiers, podcasters, experts, and citizen journalists outraged by the public assassination of their beloved leader, Charlie James Kirk, main founder of the Turning Point Enterprise. Every clue leads people in a different direction. Nothing makes sense, yet disclosure and important clues to deeper, darker assets and organizations concerning mind control, bioweapons, child trafficking, election fraud, handlers, CGI, advanced technology, three-letter agency corruption, and government assets groomed as patsies to assassinate important people, etc., etc., are being unearthed, and much more, all leading to the ultimate awakening and eventual freedom of this version of humans. So all of this is planned for the awakening and to get people involved and exploring and investigating, finding truths.
And there's so many questions. It just doesn't make sense, some of this, or what happened to Charlie Kirk. The there was even some early video of the bullet moving around and stuff. So it leaves a lot of questions, right? And again, as I mentioned earlier, in this movie, they may remove some certain characters out of this movie to protect them later on. So who knows, guys? We really might see Charlie come back in the in the future.
I think we're
So
going to see a lot of people.
yeah, I think you're right. I think we're going to see a lot of people who
Which again will
we
really
thought,
wake a lot of people up.
oh, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, President Trump, he awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously to Charlie James Kirk, the highest civilian honor. And JFK was also honored with the same medal posthumously. Now enters Erica Kirk, who had become highly involved in the Turning Point Enterprise, as well as her own very public philanthropic endeavors, which sus with suspicious ties to nefarious individuals and military networks next in line to be exposed. Elon Musk pledges $50 million annually to the Charlie Kirk Memorial Fund that Erica Kirk founded to keep Charlie James Kirk mission alive. The money will go towards scholarships for students. Next movie, Move, Elon Musk merges with Erica Kirk to launch Homes of Hope, a $50 million initiative to build sustainable homes for families who've lost everything. All eyes are now on Erica Kirk and massive research into who she is and where she's came from. Major AI connections similar to Elon's are revealed.
And they go on here to say, which I'll read here in a second, how this plan is put in place to get the wheels turning in people's minds, and even people that would never want to be involved with day-to-day operations and just the normies, as we call them, will tend to get involved. So it goes on to say, Elon Musk, founder and primary investor in Neuralink, a company focused on developing implantable high-bandwidth brain-machine interfaces, cybernetic technology, with a goal to give people cybernetic superpowers, brings attention to a corresponding Star Trek cybernetic group called the Borg, who assimilated individuals into drones to achieve perfection, famous for the phrase, "Resistance is futile," taking researchers down a rabbit hole of cybernetics. Next scene, and remember, this is all a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk is revealed as a living cyborg, a white hat playing a part to help this version of humans discover the deeper world of malevolent and benevolent cybernetics. Anons, patriots, researchers, and digital soldiers unearth artificial intelligence and cybersecurity ties with Erica Kirk's father, who worked as a program manager for Raytheon, a defense contractor with the U.S. government, providing cyber takeovers and electronic warfare capabilities picking up the Elon Musk thread and his connection with SpaceX, instigating a deeper dive into government defense companies. Erica Kirk's mother, Lori Frantziv, I believe it says, is chairwoman and founder of E3 Tech Group, specializing in providing EMP proof solutions designed to address natural and man-made disasters, as well as cyber attacks for network security, sending researchers down another rabbit hole. So you can see here, all of this is planned to support self-awakening of the masses, spiking interest and curiosity in the public and, getting them involved.
It's interesting how this is kind of like parallel to all the verbiage of Star Trek in a way,
Oh,
right?
for sure, for sure. Especially now that they pointed out, it's a, and of course, that's primarily for us old guys.
Well, the next movie scene, Erica Kirk is appointed to the United States Air Force, part of the Space Force, replacing her late husband, Charlie James Kirk. Specifically to the U.S. Air Force Academy Oversight Board. Wow.
Meanwhile, the viewing public go mad researching Erica Kirk, her past, her family ties, her charity in Romania, her behavior after the assassination of her husband, her inner workings, connections, motivations, and associations, often proving and then debunking multiple claims, leaving researchers more confused than they were to begin with. All part of the plan. Research, research, research. Reveal, reveal, reveal. Nothing seems to make sense. Nothing leads to a definitive culmination of 100% convincing public proof of anything with her name and actions attached personally. Nothing confirms beyond a shadow of a doubt Erica is dark or light, and everyone believes their own opinion is correct, while more and more information concerning dark networks in general are revealed. People gather into groups forming their own strong and seemingly indisputable opinions, while chatter moves into cult-like haters and supporters, displaying the power of persuasion through social media, whether information is true or not. Everyone interested and outraged invests in sharing their own stories to support their own findings, furthering the movie to save the world more each day as details, connections, power players, money trails, pedophilia, Satanism, numerous religions, aliens, psychopaths, serial killers, human, drug, and weapon traffickers, big pharmaceutical companies, bankers, cartels, gangs, the military-industrial complex, educational systems, government facilities and equipment, electronic fraud, money laundering, the unbelievable, despicable corruption within government via presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens, princes, religious figures, spiritual gurus, entertainers, the music industry, Hollywood, the medical industry, including dentistry and genealogy, the restaurant, culinary industry, bioweapons, Epstein, CyberNext, Raytheon, DARPA, MIT, CIA, FBI, the Pentagon, the CCP, the Middle
It goes
East,
on and on, John.
the City of London, the District of Columbia, the Vatican, and the East Indian Company. Now, I want to finish it off because it's important here. The Silk Road and all religions take the stage for investigation, exposing deep state ties that go back thousands of years and shockingly devastating conclusions. So a lot of people thought the Epstein was going to be the catalyst that sparked public interest and reveal. But as you see here, it turns out that the focus on Turning Point and Charlie James Kirk is what's really intriguing the public, especially the younger public.
It is.
So it's incredible. And for them to print all of this here, to me, reveals that they know what's happening. They know what people are searching. They also have control of what's being searched on the internet and other sources of media. So this is quite something that they print it all.
It is. Well, John, we covered quite a bit of this article, and we're actually real close to the end of our program here. And so I just wanted to let the listeners know there's still quite a bit of information in this article. So I would encourage you all to continue and look at it because, again, there's More information, cat is the sea, transcripts, stuff like that. So I hope
Perhaps
you
what we'll
can,
do, Kevin, is we'll on our pre-record, we'll take up where we left off and hopefully cover the rest of the article. How would that be?
That sounds good. That sounds
Yeah.
good. Yeah. All right. So I feel like we had another great show, Johnny, and we covered a lot of information, and I certainly enjoyed our discussion today. How about yourself?
Oh yes, it was wonderful. Great. And like I say, we really focused on the articles, and we had to, as you see how in depth they are,
Yeah.
to get this information out to the public, so and to our listeners.
That's right.
So as I say, we'll pick up where we left off, and hopefully people tune in on our next program, which will be pre-recorded and cover the remaining
So
articles.
please remember to go within your heart as often as you can. Stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day. All right, we wish you all a happy Easter that's coming up for those of you who celebrate it. And John and I will see you all again Saturday, April 18th. Again, it's going to be pre-recorded. Same time, right here on BBS Radio TV to continue our discussions on the articles of ForThePeople.Space, right here on A Human Perspective.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in, and thank you, BBS, for putting up with us again today. So long, everyone.
Thanks for
Talk to you
joining
next
us on
time.
the monkey bars.
Yes, absolutely.